T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Obviously, whenever we put apps on our cell phone, there is a risk that they are looking into everything that we do on that cell phone, right?
Absolutely. And, you know, it's just interesting. Since when did we all become free survey takers for these big corporations and for all of these app developers? That's what we're doing when we install an app like this on our phone. The photo is the minor part. And even still, there are facial recognition implications with that. But these apps, and particularly this one, it's tracking all of the sites that you're visiting, your search history, your location. There's a lot more that goes into it.
How can they do that? How do they do that?
Well, you know, it's a specific identifier for your phone, and the phone, it's a computer. These aren't even phones at this point, so they sync and they link up with one another. Any software that you put on the phone, it allows basic intrusion into it. That's what you're doing. You're allowing access when you download some type of software onto your phone or your computer. So it's sweeping up all of this data that you're willingly providing.
And how can you find that out? And who, first of all, who is the corporation it comes from?
FaceApp is actually a company that's based in St. Petersburg, Russia. And I know that scares a lot of people. The information is collected and stored here within the United States. I know there's a lot of red flags that go up when we talk about Russia and other foreign countries.
Really?
Foreign countries. Right, exactly. Exactly. So what really is happening with that data? But the problem is you really need to go into the settings section within your phone, and you need to click on the privacy part of your settings. And then you need to look at what access are you giving to these apps? Are you giving access to your photos? Are you giving access to your location information? And unfortunately, things like browsing the sites that you visit, those are going to be a little bit harder to restrict. It's going to get all of that data.
So it's a little different than just a cookie. For example, when you go onto a website and they say, we have cookies.
It is.
Whatever that means.
Yeah, it is. Cookies are basically, it's a text. So it's tracking you and it's identifying you specifically. But this app, it still does that as well. It does something called fingerprinting. So it identifies your specific device uniquely to you. And what it's doing is it's tracking you around and it's collecting all of the different places that you're visiting. And what scares me is you think about children, you think about elementary age kids or middle school kids that download this app and they use it. Or for the rest of us, we're using it a few times, but the app is still watching even when you're not using it anymore.
And it has access to your camera as well, correct?
It does. I mean, you're talking about the camera, you're talking about location, photos, anything that you're providing and storing on your phone, things that you're searching for, browsing history, sites that you visit, very valuable data.
Wow. Okay, so what can people do? First of all, are Snapchat apps, are they different than this, or is this basically a Snapchat app?
This is a little bit different in terms of some of the services and some of the features that it provides. But, you know, in my opinion, a lot of these are all the same. They're all looking to collect information. And we hear it time and time again. If you're not paying for the product, you are the product. And that's what we're seeing with this specific app here. So you have to really evaluate, is it worth it? You know, you have to do a self-evaluation, a self-risk assessment. What are you willing to give up to be able to use that service? And are you okay with that? Because even if you delete the app, Jackie, they're still collecting and storing all of the data that you've provided to them over all of the time that you've used that application.
That's actually quite scary. How many apps do this? I mean, is this something that I'm surprised that the App Store would allow that?
Well, it's part of the business model. They all do it. They all do it to a varying degree. So some of them will collect your location. Some of them are collecting your browsing history. Some of them are specifically identifying you as a user. Some of them are collecting email addresses, whatever it may be. There's a variety of things that marketers and advertisers want. And that's what these things do. They're a great pipeline to all of these marketing firms, advertising firms that then use that data to send very targeted advertising and messages to you.
So it's a lot like Alexa or even Siri and other things that are listening in on your conversations.
Absolutely. It's the same thing as what we saw with Cambridge Analytica collecting and sucking up all of this information and then using it for targeted motives.
Huh. All right. Well, people should just go into their settings and make sure that these apps aren't tracking them.
Absolutely. They're going to be tracking to some degree, so it's important to go into the settings and evaluate what permissions you're giving the applications that you're using. Clear some of these out. A lot of apps people aren't even using on a regular basis. Completely delete them and evaluate what's important to you.
All right. David Derogiotis with Burns & Wilcox in Farmington Hills. Really nice to have you on. A lot of very valuable information. We appreciate it.
Thank you so much.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.